理课堂听 class.com。
This is the Business English Certificate Preliminary Level Listening Test, Part 1, Questions 1 to 8. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B, or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. Here is an example.
Mr. Hooper rang. He needs those parts for the packing machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today.But, wait, no, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good, he'll certainly get them by the 3rd then.
Question. When were the machine parts sent? The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. After you have listened once, replay each recording.
1. How are our digital watches selling?
They're the market leaders.
I thought our Quartus analog watches were selling better than our digital watches.
No, they aren't, but they're selling better than our mechanical watches.
Question. Which chart is correct? 2. Excuse me, where is Mr. Lee's office?
Mr. Lee's office? Take the elevator up to the 1st floor. When you come out of the elevator, go right. Then, left at the end of the corridor.
Right, and then left.
Yes, it's the 2nd office on the right.
2nd office on the right. Oh, next to Miss Ho's office?
Yes, that's right. And also next to Mr. Cao's office.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question. Which floor map is correct? 3. Mr. Harrison, I'd like to confirm the date for your Paris conference so I can make the necessary reservation.
Well, it's from the 14th to the 16th. I'm flying out on Wednesday night and coming back on Sunday.
Question. When is the Paris conference?
4. Miss Green, could you tell me something about the petrol prices in the past 3 months?
Yes, sir. They went down slightly in April, but unfortunately, they went up again in May.
Question.Which chart shows the price figure? 5. When are you off then?
I'm leaving on Sunday night.
What's your schedule?
I arrive in Wellington on Monday, attend a conference there on Tuesday, and leave for Brisbane early Wednesday morning.
How long will you stay there?
I'll see our new agent, Mr. Craig, there on Thursday. I'm free on Friday.But I'm catching the 10 o'clock plane on Saturday to go to the fair in Sydney.
You've got a full schedule.
Question. When will the woman be free? 6. Waiter, can we have the bill, please?
Yes, madam. How will you pay for it? With cash or credit card, please?
With my Visa card.
I'm awfully sorry, madam, but we only accept American Express and MasterCard.
In that case, I'll pay with cash then.
Thank you, madam.
Question. Which credit card is not accepted in this restaurant?
7. I hope that the bank will be open.
The sign says 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Saturdays, and closed Sundays.
Question. When will the bank be open on Tuesday? 8. Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Kite, please.This is Edward Miller at Eastern Trade Exhibition.
Mr. Miller, my husband isn't at home, but I can give you his business phone if you'd like to call him at work.
Question. Where is Mr. Kite now? That is the end of part 1. Part 2, questions 9 to 15. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing.You will hear a price negotiation between a salesman and his client. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using a word, numbers, or letters. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and write the missing information in the spaces.
Okay, John, how much would you ask for this coffee and tea set?
Well, ordinarily a coffee set is $30 and a tea set $20.
But our business relationship is of long standing. Can you give me a better price?
Yes, if your coffee set order is over 2,000 sets, then I could give you a reduction of 5%.
How about the tea set?
Well, for the tea set, if your order is over half of the coffee set, we'll reduce the price by 3%.
You mean over 1,000 sets?
Yes. By the way, do you want to order some coffee mugs and teacups? They're both of new design and very good quality.
Yes, but what is the best price you can offer?
We usually don't reduce the price unless it is an exceptionally large order.
Okay, what is the minimum order of making a reduction?
Well, the coffee mug order should be over 4,000 dozen and teacup order over 5,000 dozen.
Then what's the reduction?
We can offer you a discount of 2% for the coffee mugs and 4% for the teacups.
Can you give me a better price?
I'm sorry, this is the best we can do.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers. Part three, question 16 to 22. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You'll hear a conversation about inquiring the directions to the center of London. For each question, 16 to 22, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, could you tell me the best way to get into the center of London, please?
Well, there is a curtsy bus which leaves every 20 minutes during the rush hour, or the river taxi service to London Bridge.
And when is the rush hour?
It's between 7 and 9 in the morning and 5 and 7 in the evening.
And after 9 in the morning?
After 9, the curtsy bus service runs every 40 minutes.
Aha. And how long does it take?
The bus takes about 15 minutes, depending on the traffic.
And which way does it go?
Here, I'll show you on the map. From the hotel, it goes along the riverbank and then on to the Brunel Road. It crosses the river at Tower Bridge and then stops just after Tower Bridge at the Tower Hill Underground Station.
And what about the river taxi? Does that change after rush hour?
Yes, it's a half-hourly service during rush hour, and after that it runs to a timetable. It takes about 15 minutes. It's a really nice trip. You go across the Canary Reef Pier first, and then you go along the river, under the Tower Bridge, and you stop at the pier just before London Bridge. The only thing is, it costs £1.80 each way.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part four, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a conversation. For each question, mark one letter A, B, or C for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen, mark A, B, or C.
And where do you recommend I stay? What's the welcome inn like?
It's nice there. It's central and has all the usual business facilities that you'll need.
Oh good, so I'll get a room there. Now, what's the best way to get into the city center from the airport? Should I take a taxi?
Well, you can, but you don't need to. There's an excellent train service. I think there's a train at least once an hour.
Can you tell me something about the business hours? I mean, what time are the banks open?
The banks? They open at 8:30 and close at 4:30.
I see. And are they open on Saturday too?
I'm afraid not. And I'd better warn you, the shops close early on Saturday. During the week, they're open until 6:30, but on Saturdays they close at 4.
At 4? Right. Now, what is the weather like at this time of year?
Well, it's usually warm, but last week it was very cold and wet. So don't forget to take an umbrella with you. By the way, when are you going on this trip?
Not until the middle of the next month. The 15th, I think.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 4. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.